What up, motherfuckers? So, I've been gone for a while, so let me give you a little recap on where I've been, what I've done. Not much, but here it is. So, I left the podcast, or I stopped doing it back in 2017, mid-2017. Where I was out in California at the time. I moved out to California, to LA, to kind of pursue a little bit of a childhood dream of mine to do some acting. And it was going all right. I was doing student films, little independent films and whatnot. I got a couple of those under the old belt there. I got an audition for an agent and everything. Never really heard back on that. So, but that's beside the point. It was going decent. I had a job. I was making money. But I was living a little rough. Living out of the back of my grandfather's SUV that he gave me at the time. So I was living a rough, I was basically just trying to spend as little money as humanly possible. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna live in the back of this SUV. Shit's been worse. I've lived in way smaller spaces. So it was going all right. It's about 6 months deep. That SUV shit the bed on me. I'm not exactly sure what went wrong, but it wouldn't start anymore. I think the alternator went out or something. I don't know. Maybe the starter. Who knows? So I left there, bought a Greyhound ticket back to Houston, where I currently reside. And I ended up showing up on my birthday, literally the day of my birthday. So that was kind of cool. I got to party with my friends a little bit and get a good welcome home. 2017 pretty much ended, you know, with the holidays, with my second family, as I like to call them. Then 2018, you know, I'm trying to get back on my feet, trying to, you know, get some stabilization back in my life. You know, I stopped acting. I always told myself I was going to get back into it, but it kind of just died off. You know, I went and explored it and had some fun doing it, but it wasn't really what I wanted to do. But while I was in California, I did start doing this podcast that you're listening to just because I was branching out. I was doing YouTube videos. Someone recommended try podcasting a little bit because of, I guess, of my voice. I don't know. Someone recommended try doing podcasting, so I said, fuck it. So I downloaded Anchor just like everybody else at the time. And I just started talking, really. I just started literally thinking out loud. And if you go back and listen to my previous episodes before this, you'll definitely hear that. But yeah, 2018, I'm coming back, working, just living with my buddy, saving money, just trying to get back on my feet. Nothing of any really note of 2018 that I can think of, mainly because I just don't give a fuck about anything, really. 2019, towards the end of 2018, I left the job I had. 2019, I started a new job where I'm currently at right now with a really great dude, also a veteran. He's just been really good to me. The job pays really well. We are a concrete flooring coating contracting company, so that's what we do. We make garage floors and patios and pretty much any concrete floor, just really beautiful. Turn that piece of shit garage into a real nice beauty piece. You know, that's what I do now. And then I don't even think I need to recap 2020 for anybody because we all know what kind of a shit wagon this has been. So I'm not even going to go down that road. But yeah, it's been great for me personally. I've been, not 2020. I mean, it has and it hasn't. Got a new girlfriend. We've been dating a while, moved in together. Things are great. We have another podcast called Whiskey and Wine Podcast. You should check that out. Me and her have some pretty interesting conversations. But I had come across this podcast on Spotify just looking up my old one. I was looking for the new one to see if it was on Spotify yet. And for whatever reason, I thought I had to look up my own name, not Whiskey and Wine, which is listed under. And I found this podcast and I was like, holy shit. I remember doing that, and I was just curious. I was like, I wonder if I can still get into the account. Like, I definitely don't remember the password, but I wonder if I used an actual email, because sometimes I'll use a fake email that I don't even really have access to anymore because I forgot that password, and I don't really care to set it up. That's just my spam account, really. But I did use my actual email, and I got back into it, and I was like, what if I just jumped right back into it? So here the fuck I am. Back when I started this, I really had no direction and was mainly just literally thinking out loud, hence the name. Now, it's still going to be that, and I'm still going to tell stories from my life that I think people might find interesting or funny, but I'm also going to talk about things that I know, things that I'm interested in, things that I want to know, things I want to learn about, current events and my thoughts on them, however dark they may get, and all the while showing people that you can have this dark sense of humor, you can go down these weird, strange paths and still not be a complete piece of shit, which is a struggle for me, but I manage, you know. I'm generally a kind person. I like to think that I'm considerate of others, but my humor is dark, and generally I don't give a fuck about anything, so you kind of get that from my persona. But I've grown as a person, and we're still going to be thinking out loud together, but we're going to be going down a dark path that's got pretty little lights all around it. So, bear with me, boys. We're back.